Larry writes in, he is in San Francisco, city by the bay. He says, I've heard Ken talk about E3 Live. I found some at my hippie food store, like Patrick calls them, and they actually had it in the freezer section. The first time I saw it, so I bought it, and it tastes pretty yucky, but it feels good. And I just heard you talk about wheatgrass. Could I use the E3 Live up my bum, like you guys say?
I've never tried that, but I would imagine you could. Right? It's high in ormus. It's high in chlorophyll. I can tell you that it doesn't have the power of wheatgrass for sure.
Yeah.
I've done both, and you can't touch fresh squeezed wheatgrass, especially if you've grown it yourself. It's a whole different experience.
It's funny. I saw the E3 Live at Whole Foods. I didn't realize they even carry it because I used to get it direct from the people, but you'd have to get 6 or 10 or whatever. They come in frozen. But I saw it actually at Whole Foods. It's a little pricey, but it's pretty.
Yeah.
It's a pretty interesting product, isn't it?
Yeah, it's usually significantly more expensive in the health food stores. And of course, people listen to this show. If you use the coupon code ONERADIO, you can spell that any way you can spell it. On our website, you get 10% off. So you probably get the best price on the internet on our website.
Oh, I didn't know. Do you sell it?
Yeah, we sell it.
Oh, I didn't know that. See, what am I doing buying there?
Yeah.
Duh. See, I didn't even know that. So
So
they can click on the Golden Pyramid or even the Home Shield link and then go to your website.
Yeah.
And then it's E3 Live and just use the ONERADIO. I didn't know you sold that.
Yeah.
Duh, I would have bought it from you.
I guzzle that stuff. And I'll tell you, folks, the people that make E3 Live, they like on the label, it says to take like a tablespoon or whatever, two tablespoons per day, and it'll last you a month. When I take it, I take about 4 tablespoons, at least 4 tablespoons a day. When I do a cleanse, I go through a full bottle of E3 Live that's supposed to last for a month. I consume the whole thing in 4 days.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going through like a 24-pack of E3 Live in 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's up in that... what part of the world is that? Klamath Lake?
Klamath Lake, Oregon.
Yeah,
Klamath Lake, Oregon.
Hmm. See, I didn't even realize you sell that.
People also will ask me. Yeah, and people will ask us, if it's been contaminated by Fukushima radiation, and it has not. They test it. They've confirmed it's not contaminated by anything, and it's because the lake, the algae grows on volcanic ash in the bottom of Klamath Lake. It's a very huge lake, miles and miles long, and it's surrounded by all these extinct volcanoes. And those extinct volcanoes emit scalar vortexes up through their tips. And then I think those vortexes keep the air clean.
Oh.
Kind of like my Home Shield. It's one of the things the Home Shield does. But they do test it. I've asked them before that, look, if you did find radioactivity in it, would you stop selling it? And they're like, we would find a solution. but they are very, I have to say, they're very honest and trustworthy people from what I've seen.
Mm-hmm. 888-663-6386, email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. Ken Rolla, let's get some more emails here. Here's an email for you. Can flax and chia be in form of seeds, or it has to be in oil for mineral deficiency? I thought about taking spirulina, chlorella, or wheatgrass every day. Could that correct that?
First of all, you can definitely eat flax and chia in seed form. It doesn't have to be in oil form. I'm guessing what they mean is that, can you get a concentrated enough dose by eating it in seed form as opposed to the oils? And yes, absolutely. But when you've got mineral deficiencies, it depends on how severe it is. In my experience, like when people would come to me doing consults, they would usually have some severe mineral deficiencies. And you can bring mineral deficiencies up with food and wheatgrass and superfoods and things like that. You absolutely can. And wheatgrass is a very powerful way of doing it, especially if you're growing it yourself. But it can take years to do that. And so a lot of times, I was usually dealing with people that had life-threatening illness, so I had to bring their levels up quick. And so therefore, I use, along with foods and superfoods and wheatgrass and all those things, I also use Angstrom brand minerals. I get tested and find out what I'm deficient in. I use hair analysis from analytical research labs in Phoenix. Their website is arltma.com. And I think it's like $130 to get a hair analysis. There are other ones. I think walkinlabs.com also has mineral panel tests that you can get done. More expensive, though. And you can also get fecal analysis done. But you find out what your levels are. You find out what you're deficient in. And then you supplement with those until you bring them up. And then once you bring them up at least close to the others, then you can use just foods alone. Mm-hmm. But that's how I do it. And those angstrom minerals are 100% bioavailable.
100%. Can you ask Ken when he will be coming out with the pocket version of his EMF scalar wave protection? You always get asked that question.
I get that question.
Every day.
I get that question all the time.
All the time.
Well, I keep thinking, you know, it's going to be like in the next couple of months. And then I get some crazy thing that occurs that a great opportunity comes along and I'm not able to do it yet. But so I'm not going to give you an ETA, but when I get back from France and Spain, my goal is to get it done by the end of the year and out on the market. So we'll see. We'll see. It all depends on, you know, if something else comes up.
Yeah, and it will. Life.
Yeah,
you know,
and if you're on my mailing list, you'll be notified as soon as it does.
Yeah. It'd be fun to have a little thing. We have one, the Blue Shield, that you have a little credit card thing that we really like. But, man, when I travel around, I'd have about four things if they got them, and I'd get yours. You know what I mean?
Just yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah,
I
have one of mine on me right now, actually, yeah.
Just carry it along, man. Hi, Patrick and Ken. I live in the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania, and I've refused to let the power company put a smart meter. As I understand it, it's only a matter of time before they threaten to turn off our power. We do have a home propane generator that we are in the process of hooking up, but I don't want to use it unless I have to. Do you happen to know of any open source for zero-point energy devices? You know, before
yes.
Ken answers, there is, most places have an opt-out thing. So, Deborah, before you get into a fight with these people, find out. Almost all states now have an opt-out thing where you pay, I don't know, $10 a month extra to get to opt-out. So find out that first, and then if they turn your power off, then Ken's going to give you some ideas.
Right, and you can also check on takebackyourpower.net,
right.
Josh Dale Soul's mm-hmm. website. He's got a lot of good information about letters and things you can send to the power company. The thing that I tell people to call the power company and ask them if they have any scientific proof that smart meters are not damaging to human health, which of course they don't. And then they have to admit that they don't have any scientific proof that they're not damaging. See, the argument that they'll try and throw at you is, well, there's no evidence, there's no scientific evidence that smart meters are damaging to people. And I don't even know if that's true, but there's certainly mountains of evidence showing that that type of EMF is very damaging to people. But so I just throw it back at them and say, show me the proof that it's not damaging. If you can't, then there's a question here. But it's really about defending your rights and knowing what to say. I've heard some people, like in Pennsylvania, my sister was telling me in Pennsylvania now that they passed a law to make smart meters mandatory there. And that's correct.
Really?
Yes. But that doesn't mean that you still have to have one. You know, it's like, it depends on how much you're willing to fight. You're willing to go to court or are you willing to move or whatever. You know? And then, you know, I have devices like the Home Shield and Rest Shield that will help. They don't give you carte blanche to be sleeping next to a smart meter, but that helps. But, you know, somebody's got to be willing to stand up and fight against this stuff. Or nothing's going to change.
We've had several people over the years, that just refused them, and they just flat turned their power off, and you know, they just acquiesce.
I've had friends that's happened to.
Yeah, I know.
I've had friends that happened to, but it happened because they didn't know how to defend themselves. What happened to them was illegal. They had their power turned off illegally. They had one of my friends had. A policeman showed up with the power company lineman to turn their power off. Completely illegal. Police, I'll give an example. One of my neighbors blocked my driveway and wouldn't allow me to get out over an issue with a mowing guy. And I called the police, and they said, well, this is a civil matter. It's not a criminal matter, right? And that's exactly the case with these smart meters. It's not a criminal matter. It's civil. So police cannot come and enforce anything with a smart meter. And yet, one did, because my friend didn't know her rights. She didn't know the law. So you've got to know your rights. You've got to know your law, and you've got to know how to stand up for it.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sharon, who still works with me, who I've known forever, years ago, she just didn't want it and refused it. And, yeah, we went through the courts, and we went through attorneys and all that, and nah, it didn't happen, man. They got something going up in Ohio, yeah. Duke Energy, that they can just do it. It's crazy. But I think they've opted out up there. Duke Energy has an opt out, but it just took a whole long time for them to, get tired of people just going through all this stuff.
Right, and also they're going to be on the hook. It's kind of like the cigarette industry; they'll try and get what they can get away with until enough lawsuits have been filed that it becomes too much of a potential legal issue down the road. The more scientific evidence comes out showing that smart meters are damaging human beings, it's going to open up lawsuits like it did for the cigarette industry.
Sure.
But it's not just about the reasons they're putting these meters are not just about what they're saying it's about. There's other agendas. And so that's why they're pushing so hard.
Well, hopefully that's going to happen with the glyphosate thing, huh? A lot of lawsuits out there.
Yeah,
like 4,000.
Yeah, Monsanto's getting sued right now.
Yeah, 4,000. I mean, Robert Kennedy Jr., is the lead. It was the lead attorney on this $289 million settlement. Of course, they're appealing, but that was a big one, like 3 weeks ago. So, so maybe the camel's nose is under the tent. Yeah. And maybe there'll be a day when they won't be around. maybe there'll be a day. We can only send them Godspeed. Hi there. I'm from Melbourne, Australia. Enjoy the show. My partner has symptoms of Parkinson's. He's 60 years old. I think it's early stages of it. He's not taking any medication. I know mucunapurines is supposedly good for it. Is good, but the effects wear off. I wanted to ask Ken if he knows a source of good Ormus natural white powder product. Would the DAO salt be good? I have... I just lost the email. Hold on. I want to finish the email. Come on, mouse. My mouse attacked me. Hold on. Okay. I have bought Pro EMI from Ken and Pro Bio that I will be using as well. I also received my Rest Shield a week ago. Oh, thanks so much for you guys. So, listener way down under, got a Rest Shield. So, Parkinson's, her partner.
Okay. I've helped quite a few people with Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy, and neuromuscular disorders like that, paralysis, quadriplegics, paraplegics, and help them all regain full function and mobility. And Ormus isn't necessarily the way to go. Ormus will raise conductivity in the body, but that's not what you need. What causes Parkinson's and these kinds of neuromuscular disorders is mostly diet. It could be environmental factors, but usually it's diet and acidity in the body that eats away at the nervous system. And the nerves have a tissue that wraps around them called myelin. And that tissue is an electrical insulator, and it protects the nerves from inflammation. What doctors call inflammation is just the formation of acid crystals in tissue. And so what you've got to do is alkalize the body and hydrate the body and get that acid out, and then rebuild the myelin by eating foods that will rebuild it, which is a lot of healthy oils, raw oils, plant oils, even animal oils. I don't necessarily recommend eating animals, but raw butter, Udo's oil, any raw plant-based oil, those will really help rebuild the myelin. A raw food diet, a living foods diet, high in chlorophyll, proper food combining. If you email my staff, we can send you resources and information and guidelines on you know, what kind of diet and those kinds of things, and where to find more information out about it. But that's what it is. You just rebuild the cells, the myelin repairs, and the issue goes away.
What mucuna purines? I've heard that. What is that connection with Parkinson's symptoms?
I don't know about mucuna purines, but I know mucuna honey. I don't know if that's an extract or something from. Oh, mucuna purines.
Purines, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, I think it increases dopamine or something. Is that it?
Nerve. Yeah. I've not used that. So I can't really comment on it. But whatever you use, you know, food, herbs, whatever, it needs to rebuild the nervous system, detoxify the body, and feed the body. If you do all that, cells will regenerate, and the neuromuscular disorders will go away. It's also very important to have a heavy metal detoxing, because heavy metals will deposit along the nervous system and in the brain and short-circuit the nerves and the neural pathways, and then you get these neuromuscular disorders as well.
So in general,
that's
why
autism has.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, that's why autism has the effects it does, because usually it's metals from thimerosal, you know, aluminum and mercury in thimerosal preservative in vaccines, that when the vaccines don't get used fast enough, that preservative will plate out and sink to the bottom of the bottle. And then when the doctor draws on that and gets that concentrated dose of metals, they inject it in, it goes to the brain and it short circuits the neural pathways and you get autism.
Just big picture overall, more vegetables and more greens you can do, the better you're going to be.
And healthy oils.
Healthy oils.
Raw oils.
Like getting the Andreas oils, right? The good stuff. The good stuff.
Andreas oil, yeah. Hemp oil is fantastic.
Is it? Yeah. He's got a hemp
raw
oil.
Raw butter. Yeah, Udo's oil, you know, flax, chia, olive oil, sunflower seed oil, all of those. Yeah, but raw. They've got to be first cold pressed, raw, organic oils.
Yeah. So, folks, what Kent's talking about, check out Andreas oils. They're on our website. I tell you what, I don't know an oil out there that can compete with these guys the way he does it. He actually healed himself from all kinds of gut stuff when the German people were filling him full of steroids and everything so he could win a couple gold medals when he's a gymnast, right? And just pain pills and steroids. And, man, he was clobbered. He had Crohn's. And it was the oils, the fresh flax that a guy was grinding every day at his home for that really healed him. It's interesting. And he's got hemp. He's got flax, he's got sunflower, he has, black cumin, black sesame, pumpkin, coriander, and then he's got a 5-seed blend, and then the hemp, and then also a high CBD hemp. And these are really, really amazing oils, and you can see right on the front page of One Radio Network. So I don't understand, can you talk us through of why some really good oils like this are healing for the body? Can you explain?
Yeah, well, one thing, yeah, of course, you know, the body needs lipids to build certain structures in the body, but also oils are the only thing that can pull out fat-soluble toxins from the body.
Oh.
And so, you know, people think that, oh, if I eat too many oils, I'll get fat. Well, yeah, if you eat the wrong kind of oils, you'll get fat. But eating raw, healthy raw oils that are, you know, organic, they will actually... Yeah, they'll help flush out fat-soluble toxins from the body. Hmm. And another oil that you can get as well that's very good, but it's usually very expensive, is ice-pressed olive oil.
There's a cool one. What's the name of that one? We can get it.
Ralis.
Yeah, Ralis. Yeah, it's in a black bottle.
Yeah, Ralis is the... Yeah. Mm-hmm. But now there are other brands out there. That
pretty cool,
you know, are ice pressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So these oils are used for healing, huh? Pretty cool.
Yeah, like I say, I had two Chernobyl victims. One was a quadriplegic, one was paraplegic, and it took about a year for them to regain their full function. But they were in wheelchairs, and they, of course, you know, the whole time it was, their family were freaking out because they didn't believe it was possible. And so every few weeks, I would get phone calls from their family freaking out over it. But in a year's time, they're calling me up going, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. One of them, he made a YouTube video and put it on YouTube of walking around the house and doing things. So, yeah, you can absolutely do that.
I believe, too, isn't the good flax oil like we're talking about, like the Andreas, is a precursor to help the body to make the EPAs and DHAs if you don't want to do the fishing thing? Isn't that an option?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of things it can do, and I haven't studied the chemistry of it deeply in the body. I just know what works, you know. I've done this for many years, and I've never worried about the details of what went on in the biology of the body so much, because if it worked, that's all that matters.
Yeah, you just do it and it works, yeah.
It does. Yeah, I mean, it does help to understand the fundamentals, but from my experience, what really matters to me is that the oils rebuild myelin, they rebuild structures in the body, they pull out fat-soluble toxins.
They pull out.
And I'm sure there's a million other things that they do.
Yeah. But be careful, folks. There's a lot of really bad oils out there. You know, I just don't want to, you know, obviously we love this Andreas, and there may be some. I've never seen any as pristine or the way he presses it without any friction or heat anywhere on the planet in my own guess. They may be, but don't just go out to the hippie food store and pick up flax oil or something. I mean, right, Ken? I mean, you got to be careful.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And you can tell when you eat oils like Andreas, like ice pressed olive oil, like Udo's oil, and then you go and eat a regular oil in a health food store or anywhere else, it tastes rancid.
Oh,
the
yeah.
other oils taste rancid.
They just
you
taste
can tell.
Yeah. Let's get this phone.
I can't eat like bottled dressings and stuff like that. Forget it. Not in a million years. They're all rancid.
Let's go to the phone. Hello. You're on the air with Ken Rolla. Good morning. Who's this?
Yes, this is Robert in Houston, Texas.
Hello, hello, Robert. Hi.
Hi, Ken. Hey, I got two questions. One, how do you measure geopathic stress? I'm concerned about geopathic stress in my home. And the main question is, assuming I do have geopathic stress, I have the Dr. Bonnelly's magnetic mattress pad, the 100-pound magnet. How would that affect it if I had geopathic stress, just assuming, you know, not measured, and I had the bed on there, which is what negative I field, would that shield it, magnify it, or help me think of the big picture?
Dr. Bonnelly's bed probably would definitely shield it and protect you from it, but I haven't tested it, so I can't say for certain. But I do know, I have a friend in Arizona named Harold Sexton, and his website is naturesoils.net for anybody that wants to get in touch with him. And he knows how to measure geopathic stress. There are devices like the GDV camera that can actually do it, but those are around $2,500, so you have to get a practitioner to, you know, bring it to your place, which if you're lucky enough to have one around, you can do. I would contact Harold at naturesoils.net because he's got specific simple devices that are not terribly expensive for measuring geopathic stress if you want to do that. What I do is I have somebody with a quantum biofeedback machine because I have one locally. I've got a friend with one. They come to my house and they use that to measure not just what's going on in the house, but also what's going on in our body, so we know if something is negatively affecting us. So I would contact Harold because I know from talking to Harold, he's got simple ways of detecting it, measuring it, and then he has also simple, inexpensive ways of counteracting it. It's not difficult to do. Scalar devices like my RevShield will counteract it. Static devices like Organite or Ormosite discs will do it. Dr. Bonnelly's bed probably does it. But if you want to know for certain if it's having an effect on you, if you can find a quantum biofeedback practitioner like a QXCI SCIO or Indigo or Eductor or Life System, if you can get one of those practitioners to come to your house, and they can hook you up to it and tell not just if geopathic stress is affecting you, but if EMF or anything else, diet or whatever, you know.
They're called bull biologist, Robert, bull biologist. And you could Google on, maybe find a good one in the Houston area to come out to your home.
How do you spell that?
Yeah, I know
Not
Harold's
sure.
Very
How
good.
Do you spell that? Just
bull biologist.
put in Google and it'll come up. Let me see. Just it's a bobiologist. I don't know how to spell that, but
I put in geopathic stress testers, and I come up with people just clearing ghosts and spirits. And stuff.
Well, that'd be good too. Yeah.
Oh, well, Harold knows what he's doing. Harold's got a lot of really good equipment, and I've had some amazing results with Harold. So I would definitely talk to him. Harold, I'll give you an example. Harold's got a machine that programs frequencies into water, and I was attending a workshop with him where we were both speakers. And I had not had any sleep for 2 days. I literally had not gone to bed for 2 days. I was exhausted, wiped out. And Harold programmed some water for me with one of his machines, and I drank about 16 ounces of it. And, man, like 5 minutes later, I had a purging like you wouldn't believe. And when I was done, I was like right as rain. I felt like $1 million.
Hmm. You spell it Robert BAUBIOLOGIST, bobiologist, and they specialize in coming to a home and doing everything from EMFs to geopathic stress to a lot of cool things, air quality, mold, all kinds of stuff. I mean, that's their that's what they do, a bobiologist.
Good. Let me look into that. Thank you very much.
Okay, bobiologist. This guy Harold sounds pretty fun. What's his name, Harold?
Harold Saxon. He'd be great to have on your show. He makes his own essential oils. He scalar energizes stuff. He's got all kinds of energy machines. He does geopathic clearing. Hmm. Yeah, he's an amazing guy.
Harold Saxon, and it's Nature's.
He's outside of Phoenix.
Nature's Oils.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Nature'sOils.net.
Oh,
yeah.
And he does his own essential oils. Oh, cool. All right, we'll check.
Yeah. Powerful stuff.
We'll check Harold out.
I did an interview with him on my blog.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Stay right there. I think it's fair to say that most of us would like to have more energy to do what we do. We recently talked with Living Streams' Wayne Blakely about this idea. So the body's set up to get rid of pathogens or toxins if it has the bacteria or the biome?
The bacteria and the nutrients. That's what it does. What the digestive is. It's 70-80% of your immune system, your digestive tract. Backup systems are your antibodies. That's when everything else fails. And the primary system is your digestive tract.
If the digestive system is so compromised because of all, whatever, glyphosates, antibiotics, and all the things we stress and bad food and whatever, then the body will produce antibodies to try to protect it from assaults?
That when it gets overgrown, instead of balancing the body like it's supposed to, it gets into a critical stage where the antibody starting to produce. So when your body creates an antibody, it takes more energy to create an antibody than any other function of the body. It has to create it from scratch. The antibodies are working overtime on everybody. That's why everybody's so tired all the time. That's one of the reasons.
Could be one of the reasons why many people, including Patrick, feels better and has more energy taking these Living Streams probiotics. If you'd like to learn more, you can call Marilyn at 360-912-2981. 360-912-2981 with Living Streams. She'll give you some particular information about various probiotics in the Living Streams corral of products, and they're all in our store on OneRadioNetwork.com. Previously with cardiologist Dr. Joel Kahn, 35 years experience in cardiology.
On your commercial break, you hit a hot button because I'm a giant fan of infrared sauna and the cardiac benefits.
Tell us about why you like these saunas for the heart. What does it do?
In Japan, it's a traditional therapy of heart disease to even sick heart patients to sit for 15 or 20 minutes in an infrared sauna, then lie down and rest and hydrate for about half an hour. They call it Waon, W-A-O-N. It means soothing heat. And they've done research studies, like 30 of them, in humans. Anti-ages your arteries and improves the strength of your heart, and it may actually prolong survival in sick heart patients. Anybody can just, again, go to the internet, read about infrared sauna heart disease, or put my name there because I've written many articles about it. Now there's data coming out of Sweden and Finland because they've published some amazing data. The number of times a week you're in a sauna, number of minutes each time, you can just track out how long you're going to live. So, very powerful therapy by being in, my favorite is an infrared sauna.
Well, I don't know about you, but if the heart muscles and the arteries are happy, things are good. Very important. We promote the Relax Far Infrared Sauna. Special price, not in print, $9.95, delivered continental U.S. Get your heart and keep your heart and arteries in fine shape by using the Relax Far Infrared Sauna. Email me for the special price, patrick@1radionetwork.com. Yeah, now you're going to start thinking about it. I mean, I used mine all summer, but you know, I'm kind of crazy. But now that it's going to cool off a little bit, you'll say, man, come in from 20 degrees, be fun to jump in the sauna. And it's really fun when it's cold out. I mean, I love it even when it's 100 degrees out, but that, you know, once again, it's just me. But once it really gets cold and cool and damp and you come in and do a sauna, you can play around with doing castor oil and then taking a shower and doing the whole wild own thing. And man, it's a beautiful thing. These are lovely, lovely units. I'm so impressed by them. I've had mine 10 years now, and they'll just run, you know, they'll just go. I think they've had one running for like almost 10 years straight. They're made in Taiwan. It's actually made in a medical university in Taiwan. That's where they come from. And Phil is really the primary, the only real distributor for the Relax Far Infrared Sauna. Phil, who's a good friend of mine, and we've been promoting, and he lets us sell these things at a great price. At $9.95, as long as we don't put it in print. So just email me if you want to get one. You're going to love it. Just trust me, get it and set it up. It takes you about 5 or 10 minutes to set up and put it just in a corner somewhere. You sit in there and it's a beautiful thing. Really, really fun to have around the house for everybody, the whole family. Email me, patrick@1radionetwork.com. 5 years now, we've been promoting this organic sulfur. And I'll tell you what, it's just amazing to me how many emails I continue to get, how many reorders we continue to get over and over and over again, year after year. It's because people love it. What can I tell you? People love it. They just like it. So it's kind of fun. Here's one from Wendy I got in this morning. Hi, just letting you know how I'm getting on with sulfur. I realized I tolerate more, and so I take 4 teaspoons a day with each meal, and then bedtime, which helps me sleep. Also notice my eyelashes are starting to grow back. My nails are stronger. I really love it. It's called, and this is from Wendy. You'll notice that your nails will get stronger, your hair will go faster. Some people have suggested their hair has grown a little darker. Mine's continuing to get a little bit darker, natural color, but I don't think I could really say, yeah, it's, you know, 5 years of taking sulfur. So I don't think that's really happened for me, this sulfur, but, you know, maybe it just takes a long time. It takes a long time to get young. Yeah, that's right. But anyway, this is a great product. We have 3 prices, United States, Canada, worldwide, 2-pound orders, and no adjuncts, no tag-alongs, just pure organic sulfur. And it's just made from a DMSO and hydrogen peroxide, and it's just a pure stuff, and there's nothing else in there. If you'd like to get more than 4 pounds, just email me, patrick@1radionetwork.com. I mean, we've had hundreds of people say, I just remember more of my dreams. Evidently, it works there on the brain. Even though dreams are actually a mind thing, comes through the mind, soul, mind, body thing, but you need the little brain happening to remember them when you're back in your body after a dream experience. So that's probably why it works. It took me a long time to kind of conjure up why it would actually work, since dreams are really, you know, real experiences that are happening in another reality. I know most people don't think that, but they're wrong. Trust me when I tell you, you know, Freud and these dudes had it all wrong. It's just not your mind spinning back images and all that. Nope. It is not. You are a soul. You go places at night, and that's what we call dreams. And the more you remember those, the more you can write them down, and the more you can get clear and have more conscious dream experiences where you're actually conscious that you're there and playing around and start to create your own reality just like we do here, then the more fun you're going to have. But right now, folks don't really understand it, so there's a lot of pictures jumping back and forth, and they don't make sense. But it's only because we haven't been taught to do it, you know, and we've been taught that they're just us. Just the mind spinning back stuff. That's not true. That's a fake news. It is not, absolutely not true. So if you want to remember more of your dreams, the sulfur will help you. And you may as well. I mean, if you go on a trip, think about it. If Ken went on a trip and he didn't remember anything of his trip, I mean, what? How much fun would that be? And what could he really bring back and learn from it? So it's the same way at night. You can get to the point where you're almost conscious all night long, and then you have about an extra 8 hours to learn stuff. You know what I mean? All right.
Know the Source on One Radio Network.
Know the Source. Kenny Rolla is in Barcelona, Spain. Well, what time is it there, Ken?
It's almost 6 p.m.
Uh-huh. Are you going to go out to dinner now, or are you going to have dinner there? What's your schedule going to be like today?
Yeah, I'm going to go out to dinner. We're in the middle of a tourist district, so we might have to go a few blocks away to get out of the overpriced, you know, lower quality restaurants. But uh-huh. Yes, I'm going to go out.
And you've been able to
love Spanish food.
Yeah, you've been able to find some good stuff. Are you going to have some paella?
Oh, yeah.
Or paella? What is that big thing?
Paella? Not unless they've got vegan paella.
No, they don't.
I think paella uses seafood. But I do have the Happy Cow app on my phone and on my computer, so I can find vegan and vegetarian-friendly restaurants all around.
Oh, you're kidding. There's an app called Happy Cow?
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic. It's unreal. It works everywhere. I mean, I'm in the middle of nowhere in Bosnia and Croatia.
That's
hilarious. Macrobiotic, organic, vegan restaurants.
Really?
So,
no
kidding. Yeah.
Happy Cow.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Happy Cow app. God, I love you. Only from Ken Rolla do we see the Happy Cow app.
Yeah, it's great.
Somebody
it's
sent
great.
Me
everywhere
this.
I go. I haven't.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say I haven't been anywhere in the world where it didn't work.
Somebody sent
the worst place in the world actually that I've found is my hometown.
Oh, good. Yeah, the Happy Cow app. Somebody sent me this, and I wanted to get your take on it. It's pretty interesting. Supposedly a 5,000-year-old Tibetan recipe protects your heart, your brain, your bones, and all kinds of things that they said, like inflammation, symptoms of arthritis, rheumatism, respiratory problems, atherosclerosis, clean out your, all kinds of stuff. And you know what it is? It's 350 grams of raw garlic, 200 milliliters of alcohol. Make sure that it doesn't contain any chemicals, just some really good high proof, like a 100 proof or 90 proof alcohol. And you peel it, chop them up, and you put it in a sterilized glass jar, and you do it for 10 days, and then you strain it, and you place the liquid back in the glass jar, and you stash it in the fridge, and you drink this, a little teaspoon every day. What do you think about that? Do you think that might be... I want to try that. That might be fun.
Well, garlic, you know, is very antiparasitic and antimicrobial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Alcohol delivers stuff more deeply into tissue.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, I have never done it, so I'd have to try it and find out.
Be kind of fun.
I would think, you know, or applying it topically.
Yeah, yeah.
That might be interesting, too.
I went on Amazon and found 100% grain alcohol, non-GMO kosher. I said, well, that's pretty interesting. Yeah, gee.
Mm-hmm.
You can find anything online these days, can't you?
Yeah, I was having dinner with a man from Israel last night, and he said that Israel actually produces a lot of wine, kosher wine, for American Jews, which I didn't know.
Huh.
Yeah. So, live and learn.
Does wine have these things in there? You know, I've been getting some reports that a lot of people doing wine are using glyphosates on them, too. So, that's another thing to be on the lookout for. If you're a wine drinker,
sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And GMO grapes, everything else, yeah.
Oh, man. Are they GMOing grapes? Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
What are some of the... I know that you've done some research on this. What are some of the things to really be careful for to take out of your household that are toxic products that people generally use and don't know? You've done research on this, right?
Well, I live it.
That's what I mean. You live it. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I don't put anything in there. But tell folks, give her some ideas of what they could start with, Ken.
Okay. Well, it's actually pretty simple.
Yeah.
chuck everything and just use really, I mean, there's only a few, there's only like five things I use in my house for like cleaning and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I buy Miracle 2 soap by mm-hmm. the gallon.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, you know, Google it online. I use MissDaisy'sHealth.com. Mm-hmm. They have a really good price on it. And Miracle 2 soap is a really weird soap that was developed by a man named Clayton Teddington.
Yeah.
And he said that God gave him the recipe for it on his bedroom wall one night.
He saw it on the wall. I remember the story.
Yeah, yeah. And it was actually, I think, not the soap. It was the water. He developed a water that he called, and now they call it Miracle 2 Neutralizer. And basically, it alkalizes the body. It's what it really is scalar energized Ormus water.
Oh, really?
So it's alkaline water, but it also holds frequency. I don't know what the frequencies are, but they call it eloptic energy based on the work of Hieronymus, but it's scalar waves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically an Ormus homeopathic. You drink it, and you know people were getting cured of cancer and all kinds of stuff with it. So then Tedco got into trouble with the FDA, and so now they don't tell you that you can ingest it in any form, but people still do. And I don't take the Miracle 2 neutral. I don't drink the Miracle 2 neutralizer anymore just because I don't need to. But it is, and they don't recommend drinking it because they can't. But you can drink the Miracle 2 neutralizer. And then the soap, they used to tell you that you could use it as a parasite cleanse if you just took a few drops and either drank it in water or took it in capsules. It would kill parasites. There's better stuff than that, though, so I wouldn't bother with that.
Yeah.
But it's great for cleaning around the house because it doesn't leave soap scum. It's really weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can use it in the shower and the bathtub. Doesn't leave a soap scum, and the dirt just washes down the drain with this stuff. Yeah. So you don't have to clean your bathtub or whatever very much.
You can also use a little bit in the bath water, right? And soak in it, can't you? The Miracle 2
Neutral,
yeah.
Yes.
Very healing.
Yeah, and it will open up the pores. Yeah, it'll dissolve the oils clogging the pores and open them up if you soak about an hour and do this every day. And it will pull heavy metals out of the body.
Cool.
And so it takes a few days for it to get the fats and the junk out of the pores. But when it does, you'll start seeing your water turn brown or black from pulling the metals out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's good for that. We use it for, you know, soap dispensers. We use it for cleaning dishes and hands or whatever. Mm-hmm. You can degrease engines with it. It's just, it's a phenomenal cleaner.
And
so we use that.
You like a website called Miss Daisy?
Miss Daisy's
Health.
With an S.
Health.
MissDaisy'sHealth.com.
She's got a good price and a good service for the Miracle 2 soap. We don't have any financial interest in this, folks, but Ken always likes to just turn you on to good spots, and so do we. It doesn't matter if we make any money. Who cares? Good. MissDaisy'sHealth.com. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else?
And also their gel and their skin moisturizer are phenomenal for if you have any kind of a bug bite or a scratch or a cut or a burn. The gel, it's an aloe gel that's been scalar energized, and it will take away burn and itch instantly when you put it on. It's really cool stuff. And if you use that in combination with a skin moisturizer, if you get really bad sunburn and you put that on once a day, you will not peel. The sunburn will just go away and you won't peel. So I always keep those. Those are like my first aid kit. When I travel, I have Miracle 2 gel and neutralizer, Miracle 2 gel and skin moisturizer, and several other things. Then vinegar is another one that, you know, people think vinegar, that's not a very good cleaner, but vinegar is actually a pretty strong acid, and it's really good at dissolving calcification and mineral deposits. So you can pour it in your toilet and it will dissolve mineral deposits. You can put it on a brush and scrub mineral deposits off of sinks or showers or whatever. And also because the pH is so low, it will kill bacteria and parasites. So you can use it for cleaning counters, for example. So we'll put for window cleaning and counter cleaning, we'll take like a quart spray bottle of water and put a little bit of vinegar in it and some Miracle 2 soap, just a touch. And that will disinfect and kill bacteria on your counters, and it also cleans it very well. Another really good thing for cleaning surfaces, that disinfecting them and getting rid of glues and gummy, junky things like that, and also really good for polishing stainless steel, like, you know, stainless steel fridge and appliances, is orange essential oil. So I buy orange essential oil by the gallon from J. Edwards, which I believe their website is bulkorganicoils.com or something like that. But if you Google J. Edwards oils, you'll find them. And also, those oils are fantastic as a pesticide. They're completely non-toxic. And you can mix maybe a half cup in a quart spray bottle of water and shake it up. You can spray it on bugs and it'll kill them instantly. So roaches or anything like that, ants. You can pour them on ant mounds, and it'll kill an ant mound immediately. So I use that, and it also, like I said, you can use the same solution for cleaning your stainless steel appliances and stuff like that. So I have under my sink, I always have a spray bottle of the Miracle 2 with vinegar, and I have a spray bottle of the essential oil with water, and between those two, that takes care of a lot of stuff. And then we'll use like a non-toxic laundry detergent for doing laundry. I have used in the past the magnetic laundry balls and things like that. And what I found was that they really tear your clothes up, you know, because they're beating around in your washing machine and just they wear your clothes out faster. So the idea is that the magnetics will change the surface tension of the water and make it wetter, and then it will loosen dirt better, which it does. But it also beats up your clothes, and so I just found that they just wore out too quick. There's not a lot much else that we use around our household for cleaning. It's like we just don't use any kind of chemical cleaners.
Yeah, and you can mix up. I like to mix up baking soda with vinegar too, and boy, that'll clean up bathroom tile and stuff like that. Boy. Get a little chemistry class there going. It just makes some weird stuff.
Yeah, there's one other thing we use a lot around the house, and that's effective microorganisms, the EM1. I think we sell it on our website. It's SCD Probio Balance. And the cool thing is you can brew your own. For anybody that wants to learn how to brew it, it takes about 3 weeks to make 5 gallons of it. And if you go to downloads with an S, downloads.freshandalive.com, you can find the brewing instruction for this under a document called How to Make Your Own Probiotic. But that stuff you can spray in showers or on greasy surfaces or even car engines, and the bacteria will eat the soap scum or the grease and just get rid of it. You can also, it's really phenomenal for getting rid of mold and mildew. So, for example, in air conditioners, I always spray full-strength EM inside of our air conditioners. We open them up and spray the whole thing inside at the beginning and the end of each summer season because it's so humid in Florida. And it just gobbles up mold. I mean, it's amazing. So that's another really good use for that. Okay. And you can use it in the garden.
Yeah, good job. Okay, there's some stuff. What do you do to wash clothes with? What do you use?
We use a liquid detergent called Ecos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a plant-based. It's commonly available. Mm-hmm. We have a membership to one of those warehouse clubs, and they sell it.
Mm-hmm. Doug writes in. He is in Seattle, up there with Bill Gates and the boys, Jeff Bezos. I have been diagnosed by a gastroenterologist with having what they call gastritis. Sometimes my stomach just hurts regardless of what I eat. And I'm wondering what oils from Andreas that Ken would think I could use to help with that. Okay. So what do you
gastritis.
Think? Gastritis. What is that? Is that inflammation
gastritis,
in the stomach?
Yes.
Okay.
Gastritis is inflammation. And what inflammation is too much acid in the body. So what you got to do is get on a live food, a raw living foods diet.
Okay.
If your digestion can't handle all of the fiber from, you know, plants, then I would do a lot of juices and smoothies. You got to get alkaline.
So let's see, too much acid, quickly. Which would mean grains and meat and stuff, are causing acidity, acidifying up, and that causes inflammation in the tummy.
Everywhere. Yes.
Okay, but, so then more greens, and either do the Vitamix for Doug, or if he can't handle all that fiber, just go ahead and juice him.
Right. I mean, if you can do a juice feast, you can go online and Google juice feasting. There's a website that has guided juice feasting. I think it's juicefeast.com. But if you can do that, at least for a week or 10 days, that will really flush that acid out and really improve your symptoms. I mean, people do this all the time. They go to places like Hippocrates Institute or Living Foods Institute in Atlanta.
Clears it up.
Yeah, Optimal Health Institute, where you're at in Austin. And very quickly, like within a week, gone.
Really?
Because it's acid.
It's acid, too much acid. So let's see. A juice feast, does that have a bunch of different kind of recipes for juices?
Yeah.
Or what are you actually going to find there?
Yeah, it's basically showing you how to juice, various things to get the nutrients and to not be starving.
Okay.
And, not have to minimize cleanse reactions and those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that usually clears it up.
Oh, yeah. Like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the thing people can't wrap their heads around until you go to a place like, Hippocrates or Optimum Health Institute. Man, they have people coming in there that are like quadriplegics in wheelchairs, and in 3 weeks they're out jumping over couches. And I mean, literally, I was down at Hippocrates Institute years ago when I was teaching down there. And this guy came in. He was all slumped over in a wheelchair. He looked horrible. He looked like he was about dead. And I went back home, came back 3 weeks later when he was graduating from Hippocrates. And the dude, he was sitting on a couch and somebody called his name. He literally jumped up over the couch and ran to meet them. And these are the kinds of healing miracles that these living foods healing centers have all the time. And people just don't get that you do not have to suffer, and you don't have to, it doesn't have to take years to get rid of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It can happen quickly.
Yeah. So to finish his question, he was asking about the oil. So say if he did all this, which oils, like from Andreas, would you recommend for gastritis? He's got a whole big suite of them, about 10 different ones. Which one do you think?
Well, I don't know anything about Andreas's oils because I've never used them or studied them.
Well, they're the best.
Probably
ever.
All of them.
You wouldn't matter.
From what you've described, I mean, any of them are going to be good, but it's not just the oils, you know. I mean, you definitely need the oils, but it's everything. It's the food, the juicing, water.
Do you think the oils...
Food combining.
Do you think the oils would help Doug in the inflammation and heal those little tissues in there?
Well, the oil's not so much with inflammation, but it's part of alkalizing the body. They're not going to add to it.
Okay.
And they will, they'll help get rid of, like I said, they'll help get rid of, they'll help protect the nervous system. They'll start rebuilding the nervous system, for one thing.
Which could be making the stomach fragile as well, right? Just because of the connection, right, of anxiety or whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So Doug,
the main thing that's going to help is getting the extracellular fluids in the body and the digestive tract, the lower digestive tract, alkaline. The upper tract has to be acidic, lower has to be alkaline. And it's not, I'm oversimplifying because there are certain parts of the body that will need to be acid. But generally, when you get the extracellular fluids alkalized by eating an alkalizing diet like live food and juice, then that actually strengthens the areas that need to be acidic, and it strengthens the areas that need to be alkaline. And then the crystals, if you do live blood cell analysis, they call it live dark field or light field microscopy. If you find a practitioner do that and they draw your blood, you will see crystals floating around the blood. You'll see crystals floating around of acid floating around in the extracellular fluids.
Wow.
So juicing and raw food will flush that stuff out and dissolve it.
So Doug, you have a big choice. You can click on One Radio Network on Andreas, but you have flax, black cumin, black sesame, sunflower, hemp, pumpkin, five seed, and coriander, which is pretty amazing oil. Coriander. Can you imagine how many seeds you need to make an oil from a coriander seed? You know how small it is? It's like, come on, how can you even do that? Only a German could figure out how to do that. So, yeah, these are pretty amazing. So, yeah, just party up. Go to our website and try a bunch of them. And, it's fun.
Now, I would also recommend, I would get Dr. Gabriel Cousins' book, Rainbow Green Live Food Cuisine.
Okay.
Because that book will tell you basically what kind of diet you need to be on. He's got what's called a stage one diet in that book, and that's what you really need to be on.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I've been recently taking interest in foraging for food, mainly salad greens like dandelion. According to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, we have a small outbreak of West Nile virus, which has supposedly killed some birds in my area. To fight this, the state has been spraying pesticides. Yeah, you know, these people, they just make this stuff up, man. They spray it in my town, and how would you suggest cleaning salad greens that they've been sprayed? Yeah.
Okay, there's a couple of ways. If you want to go the high-tech route, you can get an ozonator. And usually if you buy them made in America, they're several hundred dollars. And you, basically what you do is get some kind of a basin or a sink that's, you know, clean, and you put your produce in it, fill it with water. And this thing has a bubbler, kind of like an aquarium, you know, stone. But instead of putting out air, it puts out ozone. And you can ozonate the water, and that will kill the bacteria or viruses in the if there's anything on the salad greens. What are the other ways I do it? I think I'm fried here.
That's all right. It's been a long day for you.
There's some simple ways of doing it. Okay. MMS, chlorine dioxide.
Miracle mineral supplement.
So, you just put a little MMS or CDS, which is chlorine dioxide, in a basin full of water, put your salad greens in there, stir it up, and let it sit for a few minutes, and that will also kill pathogens as well. So, and that's a cheap way of doing it.
A couple more, then we'll let you go because you need to go eat. Any tips for creating portable, healthy snacks that contain maybe 30 grams of protein to build muscle for athletically active young men? So some snacks.
Yeah.
Now, do we need protein? Let me ask you first. Do we need protein to build muscle? I mean, I know a lot of raw food vegan guys, they have lots of muscle. So what are they getting it from?
Well, that's a good question. your body actually, it's like some people think, you know, well, you got to have meat to build muscle. And I was an athlete in college, and so I know all about building muscle, and I've also helped athletes build muscle on vegan diets and non-vegan diets. And the body actually uses amino acids to build muscle. So if you're eating meat, it actually has to break down the meat into amino acids and then reassemble it into muscle.
Okay.
Usually, the reason it's easier to build muscle when you're eating animal products is not because of the protein, it's because of the hormones that you're getting in the meat. But you can do it on a vegan diet. And there are plenty of people that teach how to do that. My favorite is Peter Ragnar.
Yeah.
He's a brilliant, amazing guy who's, I don't even know how old, he may be 80 by now, but the dude is,
I know. And he's
amazing.
He's like as strong as an ox, you know,
in
and
his
he's just
70s.
He's a raw food vegan you know?
Yeah. That's it. He can pinch lift 150 pounds with two fingers. You know, the guy's amazing. He had a book. He used to have a book on his website. I don't know if you can still get it. It's called Building Muscle on a Raw Food Diet.
Yes, I believe. Yeah.
And he's a good source if you want to be like a bodybuilder or a serious athlete. But as far as, you know, snacks and things like that to help build protein snacks to help build muscle, it does help build muscle. And I would say one key to make some convenient snacks that you can use, especially if you're an athlete and you're on the go, is a dehydrator. Because you can make snacks with seaweed and nuts and seeds, and also superfoods like chlorella or, you know, any other slew. There's a slew of them out there, algaes and plankton and stuff like that, that you can get a lot of nutrients, a lot of minerals, a lot of protein, and you can make really tasty little snacks that are dehydrated. They're also compact and light and easy to carry. So that would be my suggestion. But you don't need as much protein as people have taught. You know, the whole idea that, oh, you got to eat a big slab of meat every day is nonsense.
Plus, you know, if you wanted to just add a little bit, you could do some really good tender raw eggs every now and then, or a little thing of,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, a little bit of sardines, which is really great, you know, EPAs. Yeah. And, you know, you wouldn't have to go totally, you don't get any extra points to be totally raw food vegan, you know. It just, that's just a big illusion, right? You don't worry about the...
Right.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Long term, I mean, even raw vegan proponents like Dr. Gabriel Cousins and Brian Clement at Hippocrates Health Institute now, they admit that if you're going to be a vegan, you've got to supplement, because you're not going to get all the nutrients that you need. You're not going to get all the B vitamins, especially B12, and potentially other things. In my own personal experience, the reason I'm not vegan anymore, and I was vegan for 18 years, is because when I hit my 50s, I started having bone and bone loss.
Yeah.
And the only thing that would bring it back was animal fats and eggs. But yeah, when I was an athlete in college, I would make these really disgusting blended shakes with raw egg in them. And it's, you got to be careful with that, because raw eggs can have all kinds of pathogens in them.
Sure. Yeah. I sure can. Yeah. So I guess a person could start of just, if they wanted to play with it, is just substitute the meat and fish and grains for more vegetables, juices, and salads, and raw. And that's a good place to start, right? That's a good place to start.
Yeah, especially greens. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And cooked, see, if you're an athlete, raw, whether you're eating animal or plant, raw is the way to go, because that regenerates tissue.
Huh.
Anything cooked degenerates tissue. But certain foods are much higher in the creation of acid in the body, like grains, tofu, pastas, breads, meat, you know, dairy that's pasteurized. See, if you're eating dairy that's not pasteurized, it's alkalizing, it's extremely healing, it's very good for you, as long as you don't overdo it.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as it's pasteurized, it's a carcinogen, it's acidifying like crazy, it's, you know, not good for you.
Not good for you. Ken, I've tried to go raw vegan, but it seems like I had to eat every couple of hours. What can I do?
Well, you have to get
just
your
keep eating.
Assimilation.
Just keep
eating. No, I know exactly what you're saying, because the same thing happened to me years ago when I just wanted to go vegetarian, and I was a serious meat eater. I mean, you know, I was not eating anything healthy. I was eating a McDonald's and Burger King and stuff, and I couldn't do it because I was having so many cravings and starving all the time. And it's because you have to get your digestion and assimilation working well before you can live off of a lighter diet. And, you know, the stuff that, particularly when I was a really rigid vegan, I could not live off of that diet back when I was in my 20s, because I simply didn't have the digestion and metabolism to do it. So you have to adapt over time. And the way that you do that is by improving your diet, getting rid of the junk and the stuff that you know is bad, getting rid of sugar, those kinds of things, and then detoxing, doing herbal detoxes and, you know, other, using superfoods and juices and things like that, wheatgrass, to detox the body. The more you detox the body, that will heal up your endocrine glands, it'll heal up your digestion, and then your hormones will come into balance, your digestion will come into balance, and then you can assimilate a lot more nutrients out of your food, and you'll be able to eat without starving.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to do it.
Here's a couple questions from, he wants to be anonymous. He wants to be anonymous. I really appreciate your work. I have a Rest Shield, Scalar Energy Disc, a pendant, and many harmonic shields, and they're all great. I have vivid dreams every night with the Rest Shield. There you go. That's great. Using your instructions for making Ormusite pyramids, is that what you call them? Ormusite. How large would a pyramid need to be to cover, say, 100 acres of land? I understand it doesn't really need to be big to affect the weather and clear chemtrails, but because I'm on a farm, I'm also interested in creating a scalar field large enough to enhance all the living organisms in this radius.
Well, you'd be better off putting a bunch of smaller pyramids distributed around than trying to make one gigantic one. But if you did want to make a gigantic one, I wouldn't make it out of organite or ormosite. I would make it out of concrete or some kind of mineral based, or even earth and clay. I was actually, this is one of the things I was talking about here in France this weekend, was I was showing people how to do exactly that, how to build pyramids of various kinds. And I've actually got friends who've done this. You can build pyramids out of clay and crystals and rocks like quartz and granite, shungite. You can buy quartz powder online. And you can just make a giant pyramid out of earth in your backyard. And I say giant, you know, for 100 acres, it would probably have to be pretty good size, 10 feet to 15 feet tall. But you can also make them out of concrete. And I'll tell you, it doesn't have to be like a solid concrete pyramid. I'll tell you a recipe that Dr. Valery Uvarov, who you had on your show, you know, the Russian pyramid scientist. He told me that he built this huge pyramid complex in Siberia with these large pyramids, and they're this beautiful gleaming white concrete. And I said, why are they so white? And he said, because I used quartz powder in the concrete. So you could build a wooden frame, like a pyramid-shaped wooden frame. If you want to clear 100 acres, I would do maybe a 10-foot-tall pyramid and either build a fee ratio or a phi ratio pyramid, which you can go online and Google. Or you can Google the dimensions of the Cheops pyramid in Egypt, or you can just make one with equilateral triangle sides, and that's kind of like a good general purpose dimension to use, where you know the triangles on the sides of the pyramid all have equal lengths, and make a like a plywood form pyramid shape. And then you can either use concrete lath, where you can like plaster it over it, or even better, if you can pour concrete maybe 4 to 6 inches thick over it, and you have quartz powder in it, you can put shungite powder in it, and put a large quartz crystal at the top if you can, if you can afford to. Large crystals are expensive, but and you can even pour a slab, like pour a concrete slab, and put lots of quartz powder in it. And shungite powder into it, and then build your pyramid on top of that, and you'll have one strong pyramid that will do all kinds of stuff: clear chemtrails, make your plants grow faster. You'll see fewer molds and blights, fewer biting insects. It'll improve people's moods, all kinds of stuff, better sleep.
Mm-hmm. Chris had a similar question that he wanted to know if there were any kind of step-by-step instructions about the Orgon pyramid structures being strong enough to create scalar energy vortexes. Do you have anything on your website that we can follow along, that kind of thing?
That's a good question. I don't yet. I'm intending to create an information product that goes deep dives into all of this stuff, kind of like I did here in France. I spent 16 hours talking about how to build pyramids. First about how they work and then how to build them. And what my intention is, in April of 2019, I'm going to have a pyramid building workshop at my house in Florida, and I'm going to have Valery Uvarov come, and we're going to build a pyramid and show people how to do it, and then we're going to film it and put it on YouTube.
Cool, man.
So that, yeah, because I want people, the world needs, we need to get back into building pyramids everywhere. Mm-hmm. So it will be coming out. And so sometime in the coming year, I would say, my intention is to have a product out that you can buy, like a streaming video or DVD or something, on how to build these Orgonite pyramids and other scalar devices. And then we'll have the workshop on YouTube with Valery building a large pyramid. I'm probably 10 to 15 feet tall, something pretty good size.
Mm-hmm. Here's a final email for you. Wants to know, well, many men out there looking for solutions to the damage caused by circumcision. Most options out there, you don't really fix the issue, are very dangerous. So what's he talking about? Fixing issue from circumcision? What's the issue?
Well, circumcision is a scar, so it interferes with the meridian of the body, you know, in a major way. It's on your root chakra. And interestingly enough, when I did this cleanse in a few weeks ago in Florida, one of the things I had to do was massage castor oil and iodine into my friend down there, and it was intense.
Does it burn?
Yeah, boy. Yeah, it does.
So what would be the easiest or the most effective way if circumcised guys wanted to do that and get rid of the scar trauma? What do you think? Castor oil?
The only way I know of it at the moment, because I've never really explored it, but but except recently, would be the castor oil and iodine, you know, like daily, you know, massaging it in daily. If I was to hazard a guess at some other technique, it would probably involve using some form, a natural form of ormus as well, but or potentially maybe some energy machines like these, you know, quantum machines like quantum biofeedback or something. But that's a really good question.
Doesn't wheat germ oil sometimes used for that too, in the scars, wheat germ oil?
It might be. I've never used it. I don't know much about it. I was just introduced to this whole concept of removing scars just a few months ago by this lady that makes the iodine. And it really had never occurred to me. And then when she worked on me and cleared all these scars, it's like, wow, man, I felt so much stronger. You know, it's like just amazing.
I wonder how much castor oil or how much iodine you could use on the circumcision thing so you wouldn't, you know, just frighten Mr. Happy to death, you know?
Well,
you know what I'm saying? It's like you don't want to get, you know, no need to go through pain, right?
Well, it wasn't unbearable. Okay. It was it's kind of like putting mercurochrome on a cut.
Okay, you know,
it stings at first.
It just burns
it goes
a little
away.
Bit. Yeah.
But you know it's there.
So you just use a few drops then.
Yeah, and I would suspect that after a few days of doing it, it would probably become less sensitive.
So
that's the only thing I can hazard a guess at right now.
So that combo generally clears the energetics from the scar?
The scar clears, and that clears the energetics.
Okay.
You know, the scar goes away, and then the meridians become whole, and then the energy flows normally.
I see. Well, Ken, what do you say we call it a day here? We've been through a lot of material, and appreciate you all. Kind of your patience at the beginning of the show. We had some internet interruptions on my end. It was not on Ken. He had a strong signal, but we just had one of those days here at the beginning of the show, and still have a little bit of it going on, but seems to be solid enough. All right, kiddo, when are you coming back?
I will get back on the 27th of September.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what are you going to do for the next 10 days?
I'm spending about 5 days here in Barcelona, and then I'm going to, what's the name of the place? Saragossa. Yeah.
What's going on there?
Here's the thing. Well, I don't know. Here's the thing, Patrick.
You don't know. You're just
I
going.
Was so busy with work. No, I'm just going with the flow, man. I was so busy with work before I came. I didn't even have time to book Airbnbs or rental cars or anything. So my wife did it all for me, right? And she just basically booked what she wanted to do. So I'm just doing what she's telling me to do. So I don't know. It's like Barcelona, you know. I would not have chosen the places that she chose to go to because she's a big city girl. She grew up in Taipei, Taiwan, and she's from the city, and I'm from the country. And so if it's my choice, I would not go to Paris. You know, I would have not that there's anything wrong with Paris, but I wouldn't go to New York City normally either. But these days I go to New York City because I have friends there that invite me to come and speak. And I love visiting there. Nothing wrong with New York or big cities. But if I got a choice, I'm going to go somewhere out in the country. So, for example, while I was in Toulouse, I got invited to speak at France's equivalent of Mount Shasta, where all these UFO sightings and stuff are going on. Bougarache, I believe they call it. That's what excites me. Not going to see the Eiffel Tower or museums or paintings. That doesn't really turn my crank. So I'm just going along with the – I'm just doing what my wife tells me.
Well, generally that works pretty well, so you'll have fun, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't
Let's
matter.
Go over here, Ken. Just do this. Okay.
We'll eat some good food. We'll see some things. She'll be happy, and everything will work out.
Everything will work out just fine. All right, kiddo. We love you. Thanks for everything. And
likewise.
We appreciate you going through all the hoops here to make this happen live from France. But, you figured it out, so we did good.
Yeah. All righty.
Okay,
I'll talk to you later.
See you back home.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Ken Rolla, Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. Well, we're going to have fun. We're going to talk about low-dose naltrexone tomorrow with Dr. Bert Berkson, who is an MD out of, I think he's in Santa Fe or something. Pretty interesting. Where do you hear some of the stories he has with this substance, LDN? And also something about, what are we doing also tomorrow? It's about a pain thing, right? I lost the broadcast schedule. Oh, yeah. No, about autism. Yeah, it's really pretty amazing work on how to end the autism epidemic. That'll be tomorrow. So we got a good show for you. A rapid recovery from pain on Thursday, and then also more about LDN on Thursday. So we got a little LDN week for you. A lot of interest and a lot of emails I've received. People interested in more information about LDN. We've been talking about it for a few weeks here. Okay, I love you all very much. We'll see you in the morning. Hope you enjoyed Ken again. We apologize for the interruptions we had at the early on. They were just, you know, it was one of those days. We've had a lot of rain here. But knock on wood, we've had some real good internet connections for months here after a long time of not. So we'll keep an eye on it for you. And I'll see you tomorrow. May the blessings be.
Know the Source on One Radio Network.